Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. Back in 2011, I was fed up, sick of cheap disposable clothes that fell apart after a few washes, and even more sick of the fact that almost nothing good was made here anymore. So I started American Giant to prove something, that we could still make the absolute best hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in America, with American cotton, American factories, and American workers earning real wages. We exist to bring manufacturing home, create good jobs in towns that need them, and build clothes that actually last. No shortcuts, no overseas compromises. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Have you ever accidentally stolen something?
Yeah,
I'm sure I have.
Mostly hearts.
So the sports crews that I work with, there's a lot of rental cars that go on, and you get used to it. You just sort of do it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't rent a car very often, you're very careful, and, you know, just like anything else. You get used to doing something, you sort of just mindlessly wander your way through it. So one of my buddies that's a producer on one of the other crews got to an airport this past weekend. And he's a regular at the rental car company, so he doesn't have to go to the desk. Mm-hmm. It's like a fast break or whatever they call it. And this case, they didn't have fast break. So he went in and they said, all right, well, we have the car for you, no problem. The keys are in all of them. You're in lot or number or space number 31. It's a white Toyota.
Okay.
And he went, okay.
Okay.
And then he started walking out, and he told me, I just started walking out, and you know how somebody tells you something, like when they tell you your name, mm-hmm. and their name, and then you get like 1 second later, you go, I don't remember their name.
Yeah.
But he remembered the car. So he walked up and he saw the car and he got in, drove out of the lot, because this is like one of those small town ones, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Got about 10 miles down the road and looked down at the steering wheel, and it was not a Toyota he was driving. It was a white Nissan. He had simply gotten into another white car and drove it out of the lot. So he pulls over, looks at his paperwork, and it definitely says the license plate number of a different car and a different make and model. And so then he had to call. But technically, he's driving a stolen car. Like, if they had come out and said, somebody stole that car, he would have gotten in trouble.
For sure.
So he called. Everything was fine. But I bet people have had times where that has gone much longer. Like, we've heard from people where they got in the wrong car in the parking lot and the key worked and drive it away.
Yeah.
Infrequently, but it does happen.
It used to happen. It used to be more common. That happened to my uncle. That happened to. He walked out. They were at a mall, and it was the same kind of car. It was like at the time, it was like a 69 Chevelle. And he walked out, and it was parked like one aisle over, same color and everything. And he got in it and started driving it and looked on the passenger seat and went, wait a minute, there was like a blanket or something on it. He goes, the heck? And he starts looking around and goes, oh, my God. And it wasn't his car.
I had done that where I've gotten or almost gotten into the wrong car back when people didn't lock the cars very often.
Yeah.
And you get in and you're like, whoa, I don't have this many Happy Meals or whatever.
Yeah. No, totally. I have. Pulled the handle of the door like a couple of times in my life. The door's locked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? Why isn't it doing its thing? Oh, it's not mine. That's why.
I did that when I first moved here, and I had that stupid blue truck with the white racing stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I did not. I had not painted them on there. Somebody, the previous owner, had put them on there. And I was shopping here. I was at the grocery store, and I walked out, and I walked up to my truck. Blue truck, white racing stripes. What the heck? Why isn't my...
Yeah.
Little remote's not opening the door, but I can hear it beeping. And it turned out someone had miraculously the exact same stupid white racing stripes painted on a blue Ford Ranger, and they were parked like three down from me.
I remember when you moved here, I would see that because they lived near where I lived.
Yep.
And I would see that and I'd go, hey, Steve, saw you yesterday. And you go, no, you didn't.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I didn't leave my house in the afternoon.
Nothing.
This one's funny because it's someone who realized they stole something and then were overwhelmed by guilt on something that, respectfully, 99% of people would have went, well, they'll be fine. I accidentally stole a can of tuna from Walmart because it was at the bottom of my cart and I just forgot to put it up there. I paid for all of my groceries, got out to the car, and I realized when one can was rogue on the bottom of the cart. I knew I had to go back in and pay for it. Now, I'm not going to lie. I don't think stealing's okay. Like, I don't steal. But I would not have gone back in to pay for the can of tuna. Nope. I know. Those two statements don't match. She did, though. Or he did. I don't know if it's he or she.
Whatever. Cans of tuna are so cheap.
I didn't want to walk in with a can of tuna. I don't know why I felt sheepish, so I put it in my coat pocket. As I walked past the greeter, it fell out and rolled about 50 feet in front of me, attracting the attention of everyone.
Oh, my God.
Then they all realized we were in a Walmart, and they don't care if you bring tuna in, and everybody went back to their business.
Yeah.
I picked it up and paid for it and left.
That's so funny, though, that you'd be sheepish about that. Usually it would just be you'd walk back in and go, hey, this was him. I missed this, so I'm going to scan this. And they go, okay. I've definitely walked out accidentally with some. I remember, it must have been 20, 25 years ago at this point, but I was at a Sears and I was just looking for some dumb Christmas gift for my dad. And I had picked up this like really giant novelty Craftsman coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was probably 30 or 40 bucks. It was really stupidly big. But so I picked that up and I go, well, maybe I'll get this, but I don't know. I'm going to keep looking. So I'm holding it and I walk around a little bit and I go, maybe I can find something else in the mall.
Right.
And I walked right out of the Sears and I just kept going for a while. And I realized like 10 minutes later, I look in my hand, I'm holding this mug, carrying it like a briefcase. And I go, oh my God, I just stole this.
Doesn't that make you think I should be a shoplifter? This is so easy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just nonchalant about it, I guess it's super simple.
Right.
Yeah. Just take something big up and walk out.
So yeah, I took that back though.
I once took the wrong laundry to my apartment. Like when I lived in an apartment building that had, it still had
like
coin operated. Yeah, exactly. And I just went in, I unloaded the dryer, took it back to my apartment. And it wasn't until I got to some panties that I did not purchase that I realized none of this is mine. What am I doing? Oh my God. I got to take this back. Threw it in there.
That's not a great feeling.
No.
Especially the big fear then is going back and putting it back and having them think you were like some lady think,
oh, totally.
You're a pervert going through my clothing.
Absolutely. Yes.
Let's see. Oh, Matt just hung up. Matt had accidentally stolen a car.
What? Matt, get back here.
This text, do you guys not look at the license plate? No, apparently not.
Of my car?
Do you mean study like your license plate every time you get in?
No.
Hold on, honey. I know there's only three cars out here, but let me go run the plate.
I mean, I know it, but unless I walk up and it's a different state or something, I'm probably not going to just readily notice it.
I'm 39 years old. This has happened like twice in my life. It's not that big of a deal. God.
It's not like every time I leave a building, I get in the wrong car.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't drive a dump truck. What am I doing in here? I don't look at anything.
Oh my God. I came here in a truck and I left in a boat. I'm an idiot.
License plate.
Yeah.
What a foolish thing to write in.
1-800-947-3979. Matt is back.
What am I doing?
Hello, Matt.
Hey,
Matt, turn
up?
Your radio down.
Hey.
I just picked him up live when you called back. Matt, how did you accidentally nearly steal a car?
Oh yeah, I stole a car.
Yes.
Actually, me and a buddy of mine, we were totally stone-ass drunk. And we took a car to some guys we were hanging out with at a bar. And we were chilling out with them. And, you know, and asked them to borrow their car. I was like, hey, man, we're going to borrow your car. And we're going to go, go get some beer for everybody and all this stuff. And then We got all the beer and everything, and we had forgotten where we had came from. So we
shocked. Did this happen this morning?
Hey, you sound brain damaged.
It's like Tommy Chong and Stephen Wright had a chud baby.
I'm like, I'm like, I know that you are thinking about every single word for a minute after, before you say it, but I'm pretty sure he was going to swear at any moment.
I totally. Did you see me?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm moving over
every
here.
Every single word he that was... came out of stoned, ass, drunk. I'm like, it's the next one. It's going to happen.
Yeah. He was.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you calling back.
He was trying so hard to deliberately speak, and he did pretty good.
I kept waiting for him to say.
It took a little time.
I kept waiting for him to say, why do you guys think I hate Randy Newman?
Oh, man. He still has to use safety scissors.
I forgot what he was talking about.
All I heard, he sounded drunk, and he was telling a story about how he was at a bar and he stole a car to go get beer from somewhere else.
I think your question of did you just do that like this morning was pertinent.
Is this happening now? Like, are you in a slow speed police chase? Are you driving a lawnmower? On a highway?
I can believe that he may have at some point been apprehended on a lawnmower.
Push one.
He's pushing.
Or riding it and his buddy's pushing it.
No, or he's sitting backward. He's sitting backward on the engine holding the handle. Gotta try that. It's fun now.